I came across an interesting study recently that looked at the faith development of people. And one of the things that this study determined is that a person's moral foundations, so their concept of right and wrong, their concept of truth, the concept of their purpose and their meaning in life, are all formed by age 9. You know, people's moral beliefs, they'll be refined over time, but they generally don't change after 9 years old. And people's spiritual beliefs, so for us as Christians, a belief about our relationship with Jesus Christ and the meaning of his passion, death, and resurrection and how that integrates into our lives, that's formed by age 12. And so it struck me when I heard those results how early that is. And I think it emphasizes the importance of formation leading up to those ages of 9 and 12, and especially the importance and the urgency of the responsibility of parents to make sure that they're forming their children well at an early age. And when I taught in high school, I taught high school for 6 years, you know, what I experienced confirmed that study. You know, I had freshmen and sophomores in high school in my classroom day in and day out for an entire year through a pretty intense formation where we could systematically go through the faith, you know, step by step. And, you know, I taught hundreds and hundreds of kids, and rarely did I ever see a conversion at that age. There were a couple, but it was very rare. Now, there were a lot of young people that had embraced the faith earlier in life, and what I taught them helped to confirm that and give them a foundation and an understanding, a why behind what the church taught. But it was beliefs that had generally been implanted earlier in life. You know, Jesus highlights the importance of protecting the faith of our young people in today's gospel, when he says it would be better for someone to have a millstone tied around their neck and that they be cast into the sea than they corrupt the faith of a young person. And so I was thinking and praying about the advice that I would give to families raising their children. You know, what I've seen as a priest that works well. The first thing that I'd say is, you know, I see tremendous benefits when families emphasize positive experiences from Mass or from the church. And in any situation, we can see positive things or we can see negative things. And families that I've seen that really have a healthy spirituality, when they go home, or in the car ride back, they talk to their kids about positive things, something that they learned from the homily, or something that they learned from the readings, or something about the music, or something about the blessings of receiving the Holy Eucharist. You know, rather than criticizing or focusing on negative things. You know, we're blessed to have a wonderful parish here, and we're blessed to be part of the Catholic Church. You know, we have the fullness of faith. We have the seven sacraments. We have the grace of the Eucharist. You know, other faiths don't have that. And so, you know, we should be looking for those positive things and make an effort to talk about those and reinforce those with our young people. The second thing that I was thinking about was the impact of frequent confession. You know, that families that go to confession quarterly or monthly, the church recommends monthly confession. And if we think about how many temptations there are around us, and for young people, for all of us, you know, we live in a society that has rejected Christ. We live in a society where there's tremendous immorality around us in almost every aspect of society. And to think about how often we fall into sin, it happens pretty much every day. And so when we think about confession, you know, how beneficial is it for a child to sit down on a regular basis with an examination of conscience, a list of what's right and what's wrong, and to go through that list and to confess the sins that they've committed. The impact that can have, first of all, because of the grace of the sacrament. But secondly, the formation that happens when young people are doing an examination of conscience and forming their conscience in light of the church's moral teachings, that's powerful. And as often as we sin, we need that constant reinforcement of confession. And so one of the questions we can perhaps think about is, when was the last time that we as a family went to confession? And if we can't remember how long it's been, or if it's been longer than a few months, you know, maybe it's time to get that on the schedule and start to schedule regular confession. The third thing that I think is critically important for our families is to emphasize the priority of our faith above all other things. And not to just to do it with words, but to do it by the example of how we live as well. And so for parents or grandparents or those who are mentors for young people, list the top three reasons why you come to Mass. What would you say are the top three reasons? How has it formed you? How has it been beneficial and shaped who you are? And make those talking points with your children or with your grandchildren. You know, do your children or grandchildren know the reasons why you come to Mass? And this is especially important for fathers, because the most important factor in whether young people practice the faith is the faith of their father. And so it's critically important, especially for fathers, to tell their children and their grandchildren why it is that they come to Mass. You know, also with Mass attendance, you know, there's so many other priorities that can conflict with Sunday Mass attendance and are encroaching upon the Sunday obligation. You know, it's happening with sports and a variety of extracurricular activities and just the busyness of life. You know, there's a lot of people who have fallen away from regular Mass attendance because there's just too much going on. But what I do see some families that jump around between Mass times and locations to make sure that despite whatever extracurricular activities their kids are involved in, they make sure that they go to Mass every weekend. And that's a great example to set, a great example of commitment to children that no matter what's going on, we always are going to attend Mass on Sunday, that has priority. And other families may take a stronger stance. They may just say, no sports or any extracurricular activities on Sunday morning. You know, Sunday is the Lord's Day, and we're going to go to Mass first. And, you know, we'll be late to any practices or any activities because we're going to make sure that we go to Mass first. And that's a very positive example to set for young people. And if a coach really cares about the children entrusted to them, they will support the parents in that decision 100%. They'll value the faith formation of those children, and they'll be happy and entirely supportive of parents. And if a coach is not supportive of parents in making that decision, then why would we ever want to entrust our children to them? Because that means that they're willing to lead a child into mortal sin and undermine that child's faith for the sake of a sports program or an extracurricular activity. And so extracurricular activities are meant to build our young people in virtue. And the goal is that our children are well-rounded in different aspects of their life. And so we need to make sure that the activities that our young people are involved with are actually attaining that end and are not undermining the faith of our children. I think it can be daunting to think about how quickly children's values are formed. But I think it also can be very encouraging because kids at a young age absorb so much from their parents and from the role models and mentors in their life, that if we make a conscious effort to and focus our energy on forming young people at an early age and making sure that they're going to confession frequently, making sure that they see an example of Sunday Mass attendance, and they're constantly receiving positive affirmation of the good things that are happening at Mass and at church. You know, if we make an effort to do that, then our young people will grow up with a strong faith. You know, we can really make an effort, and we can foster a strong faith development in our young people. And if we do that when they're young, chances are that's going to carry them through their entire life.